Thank you. Good evening. This is Nancy Sword and chair of the PNB. It is October 18th, 2018 at 10:50 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling this open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Chris Aaron from KPFK. Can't hear you, Chris. Jonathan Alexander from KPFK. Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanova from KPFT.
Present.
Adriana is here. Chris Corey from KPFA.
I am here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier from KPFT is here. Joseph Davis from KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Joseph is here. Catherine Davis from WBAI. I believe she asked for an excused absence. Benito Diaz from WPFW. Benito is here. Jan Goodman from KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan.
Jan Goodman from KPFK.
Oh. Okay, Jan is here. William Heerwagen from WBAII.
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark from KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer from WBAI. Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon from WPFW.
Present.
Tony is here. Afia Wangaza from WMXP. Can't hear you,
Afia. Here.
Okay. Afia is here. Alex Randall from WUVI. I think he asked for an excused absence. Mansoor Sabah from KPFK.
Hazard, not present.
Okay. But you're here, Mansoor. Thank you. Nancy Sorden from WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg from WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis from KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Muscular Washington from WPFW.
Here. Here.
Muscula is here. So going back, Grace Aaron. Still can't hear you, Grace. Jonathan Alexander.
I'm here.
Hey, Jonathan's here. Thank you. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer.
Here.
Ken is here. Okay, we have, let's see. Board members present. And Maxie Jackson, are you here?
Present.
Okay. And John Tatum, parliamentarian?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, and Dwayne's here. Thank you.
So that's 19.
Yes.
And we're missing three. We had excused absences requested from Alex Randall and Catherine Davis. And Chris Corey, but Chris Corey is here. And
I move to excuse Alex Randall and Catherine Davis.
Okay. That's right. Do a second?
Carol seconds.
Any objection? All right. Hearing no objections, those absences are excused. Could we have the same timekeepers? Grace, would you still be willing to time the people? And Tony, the items?
Sure.
Okay. Grace? Oh, is Grace on yet? All right. Could I have someone to time the persons? I don't see Grace on here.
I come, Madam Chair.
Okay. I think I get confused when you do it. And I think it's best if we have someone else.
Can you make an effort, Madam Chair? When people hear tling, 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 that means that it's the time.
I would really like someone, because if people don't hear it, then you have to say something, and that's when I get confused. I'm not sure if you want a point of order or something else. So I think
when I say time, means
yeah.
that I'm trying to say that it's
right.
time.
Right, right. So
thank you.
So I just think it would be better to if someone else would please volunteer.
For what?
For timing the people, 90 seconds for each speaker.
Yes, I'll do that.
Oh, okay, Grace, there you're back. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, so this is a continuation meeting. Our original meeting was on October 4th, and we continued it on October 11th, and we have another continuation of this meeting because we still have some items that are unfinished. We've got the next up is the committee reports and motions for 40 minutes. So if the audit committee has a motion, someone from the audit committee.
What's the title of the motion, please?
This is Grace. I can present the motion if you like.
Okay.
Adriana can. She's on the committee.
No, the chair will have problem understanding me. You better read it and better speak.
No, go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. Grace, you do it with your wonderful voice. Thank you.
I have to find it, Madam Chair.
It's on the agenda. I think all the reports or the motions are on the agenda.
Okay, Bill, could you read it? And then that'll save us some time.
Okay, motion from the Audit Committee, October 1st, 2018. Whereas the FY 2017 audit completion has been postponed until November 30th, 2018. Whereas none of our stations or units have credible approved budgets. Whereas Pacifica's National Finance Committee has not received income statements and balance sheets for the foundation for in a timely manner for nearly a year. Whereas we are out of compliance with the settlement loan covenants due to lack of financial reports and audits, whereas Pacifica's nonprofit status is at risk, whereas NETA, the CPA firm, that's NETA, the CPA firm Pacifica hired to take over its accounting functions, stated in the last National Finance Committee meeting held on September 11, 2018, that they need more timely responses to their requests for information, and whereas the Audit Committee is responsible for ensuring that audits are prepared in a timely fashion, therefore, be it resolved that the Audit Committee request the Pacifica National Board to instruct the Executive Director to ensure that all requests for information from NETA and Pacifica's audit firm, Rogers & Company, be a top priority for all stations and units. Further, that stations lacking the resources to do their own accounting outsource that work to NETA until such time as they are able to get up to date on all accounting and maintain current accounting functions in compliance with past audit recommendations. And further, that the expense of the outsourcing be done by each representative station and included in their budgets.
I correct one word, by each respective station and included in their budgets.
And I'm sorry for my absence, but the motion said outsourcing the born, B-O-R-N-E.
Where's that?
Last sentence. At the expense of the outsourcing,
oh, yeah,
be borne by each respective station and included in their budgets.
Okay. Sorry if I didn't read it correctly.
Can everybody read that it's a link that is included in that motion?
Okay.
Can you read that?
Yes. Yes.
You want me to read it, Madam Chair? Can't hear you, but the link to the audio of that meeting was Anita Sims gives NETA's report starting at about 11 minutes into the meeting. It's on the kpftx.org archives for September 11th.
Okay, great. And that's an open session meeting, right?
I assume so, if it was
right. Okay.
In the archives.
Great. Okay, so would someone like to move that the PNB adopt this motion from the Audit Committee?
Madam Chair.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
One second. Yes.
Yes, it comes from a committee. It does not have to be moved and seconded.
All right.
It's already proposed by a committee.
Okay, and what's your point of information, Adriana?
Yes, to start with, a motion that comes from committee doesn't need to be seconded, but obviously need to be put on the floor. But I have another question, because I know that we passed, the audit committee passed that in October 1st, obviously, but now I think that we have something, that's okay, we can approve that. I think that the NETA situation would be a little different, but, that's okay.
This motion still holds? Okay. So you guys are saying that this motion is on the floor. One second, Benito. This motion is already on the floor, and it doesn't need to be seconded. Benito, go ahead.
Well, I personally think, and maybe Mr. Tatum could clarify, but although it is a report or a motion from the committee, I agree with Adriana, it does not need to be seconded, but it does need to be moved. So that's point one, and I would like Mr. Tatum to speak to it. But substantively, I would like to say that we've been presented with a motion. We have not received a report. There are a number of representations that are being made here. The only ones that know anything about it are the members of the Audit Committee, possibly some members of the Finance Committee. So I don't know how we can be expected to vote on this without some information. Furthermore, there is one statement made here which I, without knowing better, I would tend to think is inaccurate, in that it says, and I can't seem to find it at the moment, but I know I saw it, that none of the stations have credible budgets. Well, it's my understanding that PFW submitted a budget to the National Finance Committee, and so if the National Finance Committee hasn't moved on it, hasn't made a decision, that's a different issue. But to say
ten seconds.
Fine. to say that none of the stations have budgets, I think is inaccurate.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is Grace. May I respond to that?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. First of all, I just looked up Robert's rules. Yes, this motion has to be moved. Therefore, it does not need to be seconded because it's coming from committee. So I would like to move this motion from the audit committee.
Thank you.
That's the first thing. The second thing is the some of the stations may have proposed budgets. However, they are not based on credible actuals or credible income statements or completed financials for the network or for their stations because we have not received that financial data. And they are also not credible because they have not been approved by the National Finance Committee. No budgets, to my knowledge, have been approved by the National Finance Committee as of today. We're way behind in approving budgets. In fact, we worked for a whole year without budgets. So I think this is very necessary to move forward and get our financial infrastructure repaired so that we have credible financial information to work on and so that we can get our audits done and our grant funding possible and improve our credit rating, et cetera, et cetera. I strongly advise that this motion be approved.
All right. Thanks. And I believe that the report from NETA was sent to the board by Tom Livingston. So that was before he left. It was like September 20th.
It was.
So, okay, so is there any discussion of this motion? 2-4, 2-against?
Yeah, William.
William. Anyone else? Okay, William, go ahead. Are you for or against this motion?
Well, I guess I'm sort of against it. I'm just wondering how it is that executive management of Pacifica staff takes away the ability to do accounting functions at least two stations on the East Coast, maybe some other stations too that I'm not aware of, got staff cuts, don't have business managers, don't have this, that, and the other. I think BAI is operating with about, beyond engineers, I think we have like three people. And some engineers, maybe PFWs in the same circumstance, I don't know, to then say that they're at fault and you bad people now have to pay for extra services required by NETA. I think this is rather strange, and I guess if it comes to a vote, I'll vote against it. It's just absurd. People that don't know what's going on making motions like this, it's crazy.
Okay, Adriana,
go ahead. I believe that it's absolutely true that some stations are at a disadvantage. But one of the problems that we know that they are telling us that it's not only the stations that don't have the business manager, the ones that are not sending. Madam Chair, do you think that you can make the people that have some coughing to mute?
All right, could you, if you don't have the floor, please mute.
Cough when she's speaking, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm winter. I'm here, some people cough.
If you don't have the floor, would you please, all right, you're losing your time. I've tried to tell people, and you're interrupting me, and now you're starting to lose your time. So, give her the rest of her time with plus 20 seconds, okay? Go ahead, Adrian. And if you don't have the floor, please mute. And if I can see your microphones lighting up, I'll mute you myself.
if you're okay, not, if you don't have the floor.
Okay. What I'm saying is we have, in some of the stations, it's true that they are sending the information to, at the beginning, the business manager from KPFT was doing the WBAI WPFW, but she was told that they want to do it in-house. Somebody changed it and sending it to KPFK, but it's true that should be done in some form. We need to have that information. But it's not only the problems. If you listen to the audio that is in that motion, you'll see that it's not only WBAI and WPFW because they don't have business managers, the ones that are not sending the right information to NETA. Happened last year, and it's happening again this year. We need to find a way. The foundation should be just one system, and that system is Great Plains. We cannot keep saying that somebody needs to use QuickBooks or different things because this is a problem of the foundation. The accounting is a problem of the foundation. The information needs to be there. For whatever way that we can get it, NIDA or whoever it is, but we need the information.
Okay. Is there anyone else that wants to speak for or against this motion?
Alex?
Go ahead, Alex.
And Benito.
One point of information. I don't know why some people are saying that WBAI is guilty of not sending information. As far as I know, WBAI has sent all the information that was required. It was pretty up-to-date with NADA. So that's just a factual misstatement. As far as the motion itself, I'm not thrilled by this motion. It doesn't... It seems to be just a statement that we have to do something and find the guilty parties and punish them. I don't think it's getting to the root of the problem.
All right. Anyone else?
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Hey, I made a statement earlier. I haven't heard Grace spoke to caught herself speaking to my comment, but the bottom line is we don't have any information with which to judge the statement made in this motion. And so for us to vote would be voting out of ignorance, and which is irresponsible. I think the audit committee needs to give us a report that explains what they're alleging in this motion, and then they present the motion, we vote on the motion based on the report. Now, I can't vote out of ignorance. I don't know about anybody else.
Thank you, Benito. Okay. Anyone else?
Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
The information is in the motion, and this motion was on last week's agenda, and I believe it was on the agenda the week before that. So it's been on the agenda for 2 weeks, and the link that's given after the wording of the motion itself gives you plenty of information. In terms of the stations, there are whatever deficiencies there are. If WBAI, for instance, is fully compliant with NIDA, they would not have to outsource their accounting to NIDA or pay for it because they would be in compliance. This is just so we can get our audits done. NIDA has stated in a public session, Anita Sims spoke to the National Finance Committee on September 11th, delineating the information that they had not received that they need to complete their doing their financials and to complete the audits. Already, the audits are being delayed, and I believe that November 30th, we may not be even able to get the audit done by November 30th. So we may be out of compliance again and in jeopardy of our nonprofit status and our corporate status. So I think we need to give our executive director the power to get the put, have the stations have a top priority for giving financial information. And Alex or others, if WBAI is fully in compliance, then there is no threat here. If they're not, it has to be remedied.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to vote on this? So we're now. Is there anybody else that wants to make a comment on this? I'm sorry. Okay, Bill, would you please take the vote?
Tony, can I make a comment?
Okay.
Yes, Tony, please go ahead.
The only problem I have with the motion is that last sentence, where you're saying that the expenses is going to be outsourcing, expensive outsourcing be borne by each station and included in their budgets. And I'm just wondering where these stations are going to get the money, for one, to do that in a fairly quick, turnaround. And then, two, based on what we just talked about previously, it looks like NEDA's going to be doing some of this work anyway if we approve that. So that last part is the only part I have a problem with.
Madam Chair, may I address that?
Juliana? Yes. Tony, did you want an amendment of that?
Well, I'd like to hear what Grace has to say about it first.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. If that's a sticking point, why don't we just make an amendment that we end this motion after the word recommendations and delete the last phrase and maybe deal with that at some future time.
Okay. There's an amendment by Grace. Is it seconded to remove?
Well, I mean, I think that Tony should make it. Would that satisfy your concerns?
So move.
Okay. Is there a second? Remove all of and further that the expenses of the outsourcing be borne by each respective station and included in their budgets.
3 seconds.
Is there a second? Was that a second, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Vote on this amendment to remove the last phrase of this motion. Bill,
may
would you
I
please
explain why, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what we are saying here, somebody is supposing or acting like Grace said, during 3 weeks at least, that link, you will see that one of the major problems is not with the station that don't have their business manager. It's within a station that have a business manager. They have enough money to pay for all of this. And we are jeopardizing not only compliances. We are having problems with the FJC, with complying and paying, because we are not on time
with our audit. I think that the only way that we can push the stations to do what they are supposed to be doing and do the right thing is if they need, must be excuses. The executive director can decide if a station having a specific problem that is not up to them, the problem. And then obviously they will not pay for that. But some stations are not having them. They're having no personnel, but they are not complying. And that doesn't make sense that the whole foundation needs to pay for something that is, for some stations that are reluctant to send their information. That is the point here. I think that will be up to the executive director to decide what the problems are and who should be paying if somebody should. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Bill will go to a vote on this amendment.
Okay, Grace Aaron. This is on the amendment for by Tony. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yet. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan, Jess, Adriana?
Absolutely no.
Adriana votes no. Chris?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill votes no. Joseph?
Pass.
Joseph passes. Benito?
Pass.
Benito passes. Jan? Jan Goodwin?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Athea Wangaza? Can't hear you, Athea. Oh, abstain? Okay. All right. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom Voorhees votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Let's see, people that passed.
Bill, this is Catherine. I'm on the call now.
Oh, okay. Hi, Catherine. We're voting on the motion from Tony on the audit committee motion. Amendment
yes.
From Tony. Do you want to vote on that? Do you vote yes? Okay.
Yes, I did hear that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris Corey passed?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Joseph?
Abstain.
Joseph abstains. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. And let's see, Alex Randall is absent still. Okay. Mansoor?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 14 yes. 4 no. And 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Abstains. So we have 14 yes, 3 no, and 3 abstentions.
So this motion from the audit committee passes. Okay, thank you.
No, that was the amendment.
No, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. That's the amendment. This amendment. Now let's go vote on the main motion as amended.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan votes yes. Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris Corey votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes
yes. Could I, let me interrupt this. This looks like there's not going to be any objections. Are there any objections?
Yes, Benny.
Okay, go ahead with the vote then, sorry.
Okay, and Benito's next.
I vote no.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman? Can't hear
yes.
you, Jan. Okay, Jan
yes.
votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony votes yes. Afia Wangaza? I hear you, Afia. Alex Randall's not here. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Going back, Afia, I didn't hear you. Okay, still can't hear you, Afia. So we say have an account. Three no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay, so 16 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, this motion from the audit committee passes. So now we go to the National Finance Committee report and motion.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead, John.
Yes, just a couple of notes for future reference. As everybody already knows, that motions coming out of a committee do not need to be seconded, but normally the committee chair states the following words. On behalf of the blank committee, I move the following motion. If the chair is not present, another member of the committee could do the same thing, but those words are important. On behalf of, for instance, the audit committee, I move the following motion. That was one note that I wanted to make. The other note, and I don't know if you know this or not, and that is that when you have a motion in the form of a resolution where you have several whereas clauses in the preamble and one or two or three resolving clauses, Roberts says that you must amend the whereas clauses first, and then you go to the resolving clauses and amend them second. And by amend, meaning three things, you can adopt them on face value, you amend them, which means to change them, or you can reject them right out. So, for instance, if you have a motion where it says, in the whereas clause, it says that all stations have not turned in their reports, that could actually be deleted from the resolution with the approval of the board, and you could still go on with the resolving clauses, because the resolving clauses are really what the effect of the motion has. So my question to you, Nancy, is the amendment that Tony made, was that part of the preamble or was it part of the resolving clause?
It was part of the resolving clause.
Okay, so at that point, that means that nobody wanted to amend any of the whereas clauses, and that's fine. So that's
okay.
Just for future reference, and thank you for the time to explain that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I think that was the wording that we needed to have motions presented from the committee. Thank you very much. Okay. So is there anyone from the Finance Committee that has a report and would like to move this motion from the National Finance Committee?
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
I don't want to move the motion. It's dilatory. It's we just approved the motion that said accomplish this already. So I would not submit it on behalf of the committee.
Is there any...
Madam Chair?
Yes, Grace.
Grace. I believe that Mansoor Sabah and Chris Corey are also on the National Finance Committee, as well as Joseph Davis.
Right.
And it should be noted that this motion per the agenda passed without objection in that committee. Can one of those three please motivate this motion? Because I think for the record it's important that it be understood that two committees wanted this, which is a significant portion of our governance, and that in both committees these motions passed without objection.
Is there anyone else from the Finance Committee that would move this motion from the Finance Committee?
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm also on that committee.
That's right. Thank you. So do you want to move this motion from the Finance Committee?
Yes, on behalf of the Finance Committee, I do move said motion.
Okay. Do you have it to read? Or?
I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
For clarity?
Yes, Maxie.
It says within 4 days. Is that business days or calendar days?
Okay, I think that Tony or some people that's on the committee can explain that. Go ahead and read the motion, Tony.
PNB directs the executive director to direct each unit to prioritize NEDA interactions, that each unit shall report said work in progress or explain why said work is being delayed within 4 days.
All right. So is there, can someone
Madam
from
Chair, can I make an amendment?
Yes. So,
okay.
Is there a second?
I would like,
maybe a second. Okay, go ahead.
Can I make an amendment that the word business be put after the letter 4 in this motion and before days, so it reads within 4 business days.
All right. Is there a second?
Yeah, well, William objects. He's not on the committee.
Is there a second?
Second. Mansoor seconds it.
Okay. All right, so we have an objection to this amendment. Bill, would you please take a vote?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can we have the amendment in writing? Because I don't know what they are talking about.
Okay, so the last three words, within 4 days, would be changed to within 4 business days. And I'm going to copy that and email it to everyone.
Is there a discussion on this?
There's no discussion on this amendment.
Wayne to the stack.
Carol to the stack.
Okay. This is on the amendment. We're not on the main motion yet. We're not discussing the main motion yet.
Hey, then.
We deal with this amendment first, and then we'll have a discussion on the main motion. So, is there any objection to the amendment to add business after four and before days, the last word days? So it would, instead of reading within 4 days, it would read within 4 business days. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yeah, William objected, but maybe it should have been a point of order. Maybe the parliamentarian would say, can someone else amend a committee motion? That's not on the committee. That was my objection.
Oh, so you want to ask the parliamentarian if someone else can amend a committee motion? You have a request for information. Okay. John?
Yes. When reports from committees come to the board has full power to accept on face value, amend, or reject. They always have those three choices when things come to them. And they, to answer your question, you do not have to be on the committee. This is the board's power that they have.
Ms. William, thank you, and I withdraw my objection with the permission of the body.
Madam Chair, I want to request information.
What's your request for information, Dwayne?
Well, Madam Chair, I would like to appeal to Mr. Maxey to ask him if this particular timeline, in fact, his professional opinion, he would suggest a different timeline. And I then may withdraw my objection.
To respond to that, I'm perfectly fine with 4 business days. I was the only concern because we're about to hit a weekend, and I don't know how likely it is to get activity from the different units within the time frame if we were to start just 4 flat days versus business days.
Carol for the stack.
And Eliana for the stack.
Madam Chair, then I withdraw my objection, although I think the ED has so much that we put on just this meeting, let alone what he's committed to prior to. I think he's been nice, but I think it should be more of a 7 to 10 day. He just indicated a stumbling block he can't control, but I yield.
Okay. All right. So,
Carol.
All right, so go ahead, Carol. We're not debating the motion. Carol, we're not debating the motion yet. We're debating the amendment to the motion.
Okay.
But hang on to that. Okay. And who else was that?
I have to be on the stack, but obviously about the motion.
I'm trying to get it through.
No, Madam Chair. I want some information.
On this amendment?
And the amendment in the motion.
I'm sorry?
That's why it has to do with the amendment, too.
I didn't understand what you said. Did you say you wanted information about the amendment?
I want to ask some information because depending on that answer will be my position with the amendment.
Your question?
Yes. My question is, if we have, because I don't know, this comes from the National Finance Committee, and I want to know if the National Finance Committee or the executive director or anybody else have, even from MIRA, we have a list of what the problems are and which station, because I remember that in the past we have that list. Then if that list exists, we should know if 4 days will be enough or not. That's what I'm trying to say. Exists a list of the problems? The thing that the NETA and the auditors are not receiving, do we have that list? Does anybody have it? Does the National Finance Committee have it?
Maxie, do you have the list? I think he said that we talked about this. I think he said he had the list.
I need clarity as to what you're asking.
Yes.
Do I have what list?
Well, they are talking here. They said that each unit to need an interaction and that each unit shall report said work in progress or explain why said work is being delayed. What are we talking exactly? That's interaction, because interaction by itself means really little. I can interact with somebody and they'll give the information that they need. What I believe that because of the tone, I'm not part of the National Finance Committee. And I believe that going behind that the NETA is saying that they don't receive this. They have problem receiving this information and should be a list of the information that they are not receiving. That is
yes, correct.
Anybody know?
I can't provide the list at this moment, but I can certainly do it tomorrow.
Perfect.
But you have it and the stations have it, so they already have the information. Correct, Maxie? Okay, so now we're going to vote on, are there any objections to this amendment changing 4 days to 4 business days?
Request for information.
What's your request for information? It has to be about this amendment. What?
Yeah, you thought it. Can I speak? You blanked out a minute ago when you were speaking, so I did not catch the last sentence or two.
I was just trying to. So Maxie said that he had the information, and that was an answer to Adriana's question, so that she can decide whether or not she wants to vote for this amendment of changing 4 days to 4 business days. So now, is there any?
I understand all of that. Speaking to
that's the answer to your question. That's all I was trying to clarify that you missed because it blanked out.
Can you say, Madam Chair?
Okay, so are there any objections to this amendment?